You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Do you think that's enough sandwiches?
Yeah, well, yeah, if you're planning to do the teas in the interval, then yeah.
Joe's coming.
Oh, right, well, that's spot on, then.
I'm sure Nick will make plenty, too.
Yeah, yeah, I expect she will.
You are okay about us having a picnic with Nick and the kids?
Yeah, of course. It'd be nice to see George on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And we won't see that much of will we? He'll be playing.
Well, no, but...
Can you have some of these little juices with us?
Yeah, please. Hey, that mate of Joe's is definitely going to be at the match, then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a big Paxley supporter. So Ambridge had better win or we're never going to hear the last of it.
Oh, I'll take some of that cake too.
Oh, yeah, Grandad will like that.
I can't believe it, Ed. This time next week.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I think everything's ready for the wedding. I keep going down the list.
Yeah.
Though I must ask Fallon if Harrison's had any luck tracking down that missing bunting.
Oh, well, if that's all you're worried about. Should we take some crisps?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's your mum's dress to find. But Caroline and I are going to have a look round Borchester tomorrow.
That is so kind of Caroline. Mum will be made up.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, it would have been nice if she could have come with us to choose it.
Well, she wouldn't have let Caroline buy it if she knew. It's going to be a brilliant surprise.
Yeah. Now let's find that cake.
So are you going to take a look at that curry house Fallon was talking about for your hen night?
Yeah, maybe. I might just go with my favourite. Sticks are tried and tested like you are.
Drinks at the bull will do me. Traditional stag.
We're very dull.
Celebrating with your mates. That's all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. Who needs pamper days or cooking demos or Charleston lessons?
Not me.
Everyone's happy for us. That's the main thing.
Not quite everyone. I doubt my brother's going to turn up to my stag.
Well, you can ask him this afternoon, can't you? Have you found them yet?
No. I'm sure they're in here somewhere.
Not like you to lose your binoculars.
I know. Comes of putting them in a safe place for once.
Have a rest. Take a look in the morning.
No, there won't be time. We're starting at first light to catch the dawn chorus.
Well, there's not time now either. We need to be getting over to Paxley soon.
Huh? Already?
Afraid so. I'm meeting up with Emma and Ed before you start.
Oh, right.
You can join us for tea.
Oh, no, we might be talking tactics. Oh, here they are. What are they doing there?
Oh, never mind, you found them now. The great bird race can go ahead.
Yeah, oh, I'm really looking forward to it.
I know, although it's not going to be exactly relaxing, is it?
No, Robert has got a bit obsessed.
Him and Jim. Seems to me the poor birds don't get a look in.
Well, I won't let it spoil things. I mean, I like the sport of it. I'm ticking them off, seeing how many you can get in a day.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
But it won't stop me noticing them. If you see what I mean.
Of course. You won't let the competition make you stop appreciating them.
Well, birds are my workmates, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a pity it's this week, when I'm having to take Friday afternoon off as well.
Oh, yeah. I meant to ask you, do you want me to take your best suit to the cleaners?
What for?
The wedding.
Well, I don't need to get all dressed up, do I?
Of course you do. You may not want to be the best man.
I don't.
Well, I think that's a pity, but...
You won't change my mind...
I know, but it's still your brother's wedding. You don't want to let the rest of the family down, do you? Oh, you've got to make an effort.
I'll have to work in the morning. I can't keep taking time off.
One afternoon.
Friday afternoon. Why couldn't he get married at the weekend, like everyone else?
Everyone?
We did, but no, he just has to be difficult.
Seem to run in the family. You've got to get over this, Will.
This is what I can't bear. Everyone thinking I've got some problem with them getting married. I don't care.
I know you don't. But the best way to prove that is to show up in your best suit, on time, and smile. Come on, you can make a start by coming and having some tea with us later, eh?
Oh! Shots!
Ah, Adam Macy knows what he's doing with a cricket bat.
Are you sure you don't mind, Nick?
Of course I don't.
Okay, have we got the bat and ball, George?
Yes. Jake's got our stop.
Right, well, if we go over there, we can play our own game, can't we? Come on.
Come on, Jake, you can bat first.
Nice to see all the kiddies playing together, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. So, someone tell me how the game's going.
Oh, well, Adam's doing well. He's made a good start.
Oh, William's made a few too. Here he comes again.
Nice.
Oh, not bad.
Alistair seems to think they stand a pretty good chance of winning this one.
Oh, they better. I shall never hear the end of it from Fred and I.
Oh, don't worry, Joe. Have another sandwich.
Oh, that's very kind, Emma. I don't mind if I do.
I'm surprised they put Will in first.
No. He's a handy batsman, your brother.
Well, Tom's been complaining about the team selection.
Well, he ain't the captain, is he? You see? That nearly made it to the boundary.
Tom's really got into the cricket since he got back, hasn't he?
That's a good thing for the team. A bit of younger blood.
Enthusiasm's all very well, but it can never take the place of experience. If young Tom Archer's the reason Alistair Lloyd's dropped some old hands...
I think he's listening to what Tom's saying.
Untried, untested. Oh, it's a risk.
It's only a couple of players, isn't it?
Couple too many.
No, Grandad. We need to be looking out for new talent. It's a single wicket next week. That might be a good opportunity.
Well, that won't tell you nothing. It's a knockout competition. Anybody can take part.
Exactly. So it's a good place to find unexpected talent.
Oh, unexpected. Right. Look at some of the people who've won it over the years.
Women, you mean?
This ain't real cricket. Look at that. He's going to get caught.
Oh, bad luck, Adam.
How is the single wicket not real?
See?
It's batting, bowling, fielding. The team needs to do something. I mean, Alistair's been a good captain in his day, but...
Gee, he's a mere youngster.
Yeah, that is a bit harsh, Ed.
Sometimes a fresh approach is what's needed, Grandad.
Ah, we'll see, shan't we? I'll go and find Fred while the new man comes in.
Yeah, Roy's all padded up.
Are you sure you've had enough to eat, Joe? There's cake.
I'm fine, Carla. See you later.
Yeah, right you are. Someone's in a huff.
Oh, Ed, you're awful.
So easy to get a rise out of him.
Oh, stop it. Don't want any more members of your family falling out before the wedding.
He's not falling out. He knows I'm just teasing.
I hope so.
He'll be back for his cake, don't worry.
Yeah, and Nick says Will's joining us then, so you could be nice to him too.
Oh, I hope I'm not disturbing your Sunday afternoon.
No, not at all. No, we need a catch-up.
Well, as you know, there's no shortage of information.
Oh, quite.
Yeah, so it's trying to work out where it all overlaps. That's the difficult thing.
Get the bigger picture.
Mm. And I need to group accounts together and make a proper timeline.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I've got a plan.
Well, anything I can do to help.
Well, thank you. But, David, there was one rather odd thing that I thought I'd like to discuss with you.
Yeah, go on.
Well, it was after I'd been talking to the staff at Barrow Farm.
Oh, they were well clear of the flood, weren't they?
Yes, their accommodation wasn't touched and neither was the farm.
Well, that's what I thought.
But I got a phone call from one of them afterwards.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was... one of the milkers, Stefan.
Uh-huh. And what, had he something interesting to say?
Well, he may have. But he wasn't going to tell me on the phone.
Ooh, cagey, eh?
Yes, very. And I offered to go back and talk to him, but he didn't want me to do that.
Right. It's interesting.
Yes. So I said he could come up to meet me at Home Farm, but he didn't like the sound of that either.
It's a hard man to please.
And I was getting a bit exasperated, but, well, the man seemed quite nervous.
Really?
Mm. Anyway, he said he'd meet me at some coffee shop in Borchester I've never heard of.
But did he give you any clue at all?
No. No, he just said it was important.
And about the flood?
Oh, yes. Something he'd seen.
Something he'd seen?
Hmm?
That's intriguing.
Yes. It might be, I suppose.
So, did you set up a meeting?
Yes. For Tuesday morning. And I was wondering if...
if I come with you.
Would you mind, David? It'll probably be a wild goose chase.
No, that's fine. No, I'd like to come.
It's just all this secrecy. Made me a bit uneasy.
Well, you certainly shouldn't go on your own. He really doesn't want anyone else finding out he's talking to you, does he?
You all bake him a lot.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I knew he would.
And children don't know what they're missing.
Oh, I'll go and get them in a minute. Johnny's promised to bowl a few balls to them.
Oh, that'll please George and Jake.
I certainly will.
It's nice of him.
How do you think it's going?
Oh, it's been no pleasure watching the match.
Not unless you're supporting Paxley.
Well, we'd have been a lot worse off without Will, I reckon.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah, he bettered Will.
What do you reckon about chances, then?
Not a chance. Fred's gloating already. Young Emma's right, though. You've got to give your brother his due, Edward.
Yeah, oh, George was slaughtered to bits when he got a four.
Yeah, all right. I have to admit, he's been playing well.
Oh, make sure you tell him so when he comes.
No, don't worry, I'll see to that.
Tom was right about the team needing new blood, though, Grandad. Harrison batted okay. Johnny's supposed to be a good bowler.
I never said we could do without good players.
A good mix, that's what's needed. It might not be all over yet.
So we can all agree that while Tom's got a point, Alistair's still got lots to offer?
Well, we never did disagree about that, did we?
Not that I remember.
You two have got short memories.
Oh, you don't know what you mean.
Good. So it's safe for me to go and get the kids. You won't be throwing cake at each other when I get back.
Yeah, as if we would.
Well, it was a good cake, eh?
Well, I'm glad it's sorted.
I'll go anyway, Emma.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Will.
Well done.
Cheers, love.
Well played, lad. A respectable score.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we've got a lot of work to do, though.
We all enjoyed watching you, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah, no, you've had a really good game so far, mate.
Oh, thanks. Where are the kids?
I was just going to fetch them.
Well, OK, I'll come with you.
Me too. I've stretched my legs.
So glad.
Yeah, right you are.
Well, that worked, didn't it?
What?
Emma, she's trying too hard.
Oh.
She wants Will and me to be best mates at the wedding.
Yeah, it's a complicated situation, lad. You know that better than most.
She's so selfish. I mean, couldn't you forget all that for just one day?
It's a sad day when a brother can't agree to be a best man.
He could have done it for you, for Mum and Dad.
Well, you tried at least.
No, I didn't do a very good job. I don't know, Grandad. I don't know what it would take to put it all behind us.
Morning, Robert.
Oh, morning, Jim.
Listen to that. It's lovely, isn't it? What better way to start our day?
Exactly.
Armed and ready, then?
More than ready.
It's all going to be down to the most unusual birds, isn't it?
Indeed it is. No problem with the more common species.
Here's to a fair fight.
Of course, and may the best man win.
Rex! Hi, Rex.
Oh, hello, Pip. How nice to see you.
Oh, you've discovered our village shop, then?
Oh, yeah. Very convenient when you've got a chocolate craving after lunch.
It was a bit hidden away, thanks to the flood. Oh, but I'm glad I've seen you. I wondered if you'd found any land to rent yet.
Ah, no, we haven't.
Only I heard of something that might interest you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of my friends at Young Farmers told me about it. It's a place called Pear Tree Farm.
Right.
It's out towards Pennyhasset. It's 70 acres with a smallish house.
Oh, sounds okay.
I think it's with the Felpsham agent.
Well, great. I'll get in touch with them.
It might be a good idea to get onto them quickly.
Oh, yeah, I will.
I bet there'll be a lot of interest.
Bound to be.
Well, let me know how you get on.
Oh, thanks again for your help. I'm really grateful.
No, that's fine. It'll be good to have a couple of new young farmers in the area.
Oh, what? Tired of the same old faces?
Exactly. Same old names, maybe. Though even you and your brother have Ambridge roots.
Oh, that's true.
Why didn't you come along to Young Farmers? Meet a few people.
Oh, maybe. When we get ourselves settled.
We've got some good events coming up. Should be fun.
Okay, I'll bear it in mind.
So feel free to join in. Bring your friends, your girlfriends.
We've only been here a few weeks. I haven't had time to acquire one of those.
And Toby has.
Oh, he's probably got more than one.
William?
Shh, Grandad. Robert's trying to take a photo of a wheat ear.
Well, I can't see it.
Well, he's getting his tripod set up. Doesn't want it to fly.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't see many of them round here, you see. Could be a winner.
Yeah. Well, you showed me your itinerary.
But we've got to get on. Plenty more daylight left, and every bird counts.
So we knew where you was likely to be by now, you see.
Oh,
so...
well, we've got rich pickings over Felpersham way, but things have slowed up this afternoon.
You know, I just wanted to catch you for a word.
All right, but I am the driver. Once he's finished, I'm off.
Yeah. It's about Ed and Eva's wedding.
Yeah. What about it?
Well, I know Edward asked you to be his best man.
Yes, he did. And I said no. So if that was all...
It was not. I'm asking you to change your mind.
Oh, Grandad. I suppose Ed put you up to this.
Not at all. You don't even know I'm here. This is entirely my own idea.
I'm sorry, but you're wasting your time. It's no use. I've made up my mind.
Edward... He was offering you an olive branch.
Was he?
Yes, he was. He was really upset.
It didn't seem like it to me. He gave up pretty quickly.
Well, that's just not fair. You can't have it both ways.
Well, I don't think it's just me who's doing that.
Edward tried and you wouldn't listen to him.
Because he wasn't serious. He didn't really want me to be his best
man. Yes, he did.
No, you've got to admit it's odd, Grandad. Me being Emma's ex.
Oh, I know, William, but...
He only asked me for Emma and Mum's sake.
And would that be so terrible? I know you care about Clary and Emma and the rest of the family.
Of course I do, but... Grandad, your best man is supposed to be your best mate.
You're a good boy, William. I know you love your family.
Of course I
do. And I know you don't want to hurt their feelings. I know you don't want to spoil their day.
No, I don't. And that's exactly why I can't be Ed's best man.
Oh.
I can't. I'm sorry.
No chance, then.
No. So it'll be so false. No, it's much better if I keep out of the way as much as possible. Just keep in the background. That's the best I can do. I'm sorry, I need to get on.
William!
I've got to go. I'm sorry, Grandad.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Robert, fancy meeting you here.
Jim, hello. Neither of us neglecting Arkwright Lake, then.
No, not that I need to worry.
No? What are you doing here, then?
Ah, well, that would be telling, wouldn't it? Excuse me. I just need to read this text.
Be my guest.
Robert, I've just seen a... Oh, afternoon, Jim.
Jim's got an important text. We mustn't interrupt him.
Not that important. So, Will, you were saying you'd seen a...
Honestly, it's not that important. Doesn't matter.
If it's one of the birds round here, I imagine I've seen it already.
We shan't know unless you tell us, shall we?
No, you won't.
Well, someone's getting impatient.
I expect it's Jim's secret weapon.
My secret weapon? Now, what makes you think I've got one of those?
You've dropped enough hints. I have my suspicions, Jim.
Well, no one needs a secret weapon. It's a simple enough competition. Just count the birds.
I entirely agree. Simplicity is the key. And, of course, a telephoto lens might be seen as an unfair advantage.
As you well know, Jim, I'm simply providing proof of what I've seen. Entirely because of your scurrilous comments about me.
Really? I've always thought a gentleman's word is his bond.
But aren't you going to get that?
It'll keep. Aren't you going to look at the nothing special?
I don't suppose it's going anywhere, is it, Will?
Right, well, the bull birders are doing very well. We'd better get on.
I don't think the Ambridge aviators have anything to fear.
Really?
Well, we're not in the lead yet, of course.
How do you know?
Well, not according to Linda.
Will?
Oh, she's keeping the score, is she?
Yes, that's right.
And she rang the BWT office.
Did she? You were that worried?
No, she just thought she'd like to get a sense of how everyone was doing.
Right. And how is everyone doing?
Well, the Brampton Buzzards are in the lead.
Really? I thought it was the Pennon Pirates.
Oh, now, why would you... Oh, you telephoned too?
No, no. As I've said, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, then?
It was Kenton. You know how competitive he is.
So, you know how you're doing in relation to the leaders?
Yes.
And so do we.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I really ought to get this.
You go ahead. Perhaps you'd like a bit of privacy.
Perhaps I would. Maybe I'll see you later.
Maybe.
Well, good luck. I hope you find whatever it is.
We shall. Oh, he is so smug. Yes. Well, I'm sorry I couldn't get back to you, Molly, but I'm here now, so tell me again. A red kite? You're sure? And where exactly?
Oh, the trap's going to look great, isn't it? All decorated with flowers.
Yeah, not to mention me and Bartleby, eh? And you needn't worry about being comfortable. I'll put lots of extra straw in it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it is quite a long way from the church to Bridge Farm.
Only the best for you and Ed, eh?
Everyone's being so kind. It's going to be such a lovely day.
Ah, it is.
Now all we need to do is find Clary's dress.
Oh, you and Caroline Sterling didn't find nothing?
No, nothing that really grabbed us. But we're not going to give up.
Well, have you got time to go into Borchester again?
No, but Fallon's rescued us. She's going to look round the vintage shops.
Oh, right.
I'm sure she'll find something there.
Well, I hope so. I want all the family to be as happy as they can be.
As they can be? Don't you think they will be?
Oh, no, of course. No, I didn't mean that, no.
Come on, Joe, I can tell something's worrying you.
Oh, it's just... I did hope this might be the time that Will and Ed could finally put the past behind them.
Yeah, so did I.
But it don't look like that's going to happen.
I know.
Well, you mustn't blame Edward. He's done his best to patch things up with William.
Has he?
Oh, yeah. He even asked him to be his best man.
Really? He never told me.
He didn't want to disappoint you, in case it didn't come off.
Oh, that must have been so hard for him. But Will said no.
Neither of them seemed to be able to get past it.
Have you talked to Will too?
Oh, but it was no good.
Oh, they're both as bad as each other.
I know. Just like Eddie and Elf.
And Will's just as much of a family man as Ed.
You're right there.
I wonder what happened.
Well, it seems to me they started off fine, but then William got the feeling Edward was only asking for the sake of the family, like.
Yeah, and he lost it, I bet.
Yeah, something like that. I wouldn't be surprised if they both got aerated. That's the way it usually goes.
A sewage works isn't exactly where I expected to spend my evening, Robert.
The birds love it here.
They might. Honestly, you've done very well, and the wheat here will probably win it for you. Not to mention the woodcock.
Thanks to you. I must give you a print of the picture.
But you've got a great list. Now, we've seen loads.
If I could just see a couple more. Maybe an owl, if I'm lucky.
When does it officially end?
Wait a minute. Who?
What?
There's someone standing over there on the other side, looking into the wood.
Don't tell me. Jim.
This is an important birding site locally. I wouldn't be surprised. Come on.
Robert.
You bring the camera and tripod. I haven't been over there yet.
Now then, where have you gone?
Jim. Oh. Great minds think alike. What have you got?
That would be telling.
Where's Kenton? I bet he's in the pub.
He may be, for all I know.
Really? You lost your driver? Why?
It's a long story.
Then how did you get here?
In my trusty Riley, of course. I couldn't give up.
Dear, oh dear. Lost a bit of time there, then. Right. Let me see.
Probably no need to bother, actually. I've got some excellent birds down, so I'm quietly confident.
Yeah?
Woodcock?
Got it.
Oh, red kite?
2.
Really?
Got photos. Chetty's warbler?
Got it.
Green woodpecker?
Common in these parts. Lesser spotted woodpecker?
Don't be ridiculous.
No, me neither.
Jim? Robert?
I can't quite... Oh, it's moved. Tricky to see what it is in the undergrowth. Come on!
Where are you?
Oh!
Look, you two.
Shh! Got it!
I saw it first.
Green head?
Red head?
Flash of white? This could be really unusual.
Isn't it?
Shh. If I just edge a little closer...
Get back, it's mine.
A pheasant.
Yes.
Quite.
So, here we are then.
Yes. At a sewage works... In the dark.
Not quite dark.
No. Still plenty of birds to see.
Oh, come on, gents. Why don't we just call it a day?
Hi, Jolene.
Hi, Pip. It's not often we see you in here in the morning.
I suppose it isn't.
Your dad ain't sent you, has he?
Oh, no, no, it's nothing to do with him.
Something to celebrate, then?
Well, I have, actually, but that's not why I've come.
Oh, well, tell me any road. It'd be nice to have some good news.
I've been called for a second interview for a job I'm really interested in.
Oh, congratulations. What's the job?
Working for an international company that specialises in developing animal health strategies for large livestock enterprises.
Oh, take your word for it, that's fascinating.
Oh, no, I'd get to travel abroad, maybe.
Ah, now you're talking. Well, I hope it goes well.
Thank you. Anyway, the thing is, I'm on the organising committee for the next Young Farmers Social.
Oh, aye.
Which is only a fortnight away. And I don't suppose you and Kenton could run the bar for us, could you?
Oh, well, we'd have to consult our diary, see if Callum is available.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I know it's really short notice.
No, I'm teasing you. We'd love to.
Oh,
thanks for asking us.
Oh, that's great. I'm just pleased you're free.
Yeah, with that, all right. Yeah. Don't you usually have an arrangement with someone?
Oh, yeah, they've let us down. Got a better offer, we suspect.
Yeah, that ain't very professional.
We haven't been impressed with the way they've been treating us for some time.
No.
Yeah, so I said I knew someone reliable, reasonably priced and a lot of fun. Went down very well with the committee.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
I didn't mention one of the licensees was my uncle.
Okay.
Yeah?
Try and keep things on a first name basis.
Great. Well, maybe we'll be able to make it a regular thing.
Oh, thanks, Pip. Very kind of you.
It would be great to have someone we can rely on.
Yeah, it was thoughtful, though. I'll be glad to have some good news to tell Kenton.
Oh, right. Is there bad news about the flood damage?
Oh, no, important like that. Oh. Just the great bird race.
Oh, yes. No, Linda was bending my ear about it on the green just now. All over.
Yeah, bar the shouting.
Oh, who's shouting?
Oh, Kenton, mainly. At Jim.
He was the driver, wasn't he? Didn't they get on?
Kenton ran out of petrol. Jim just abandoned him.
Oh!
Yeah. Instead of sensibly waiting for someone to come out with a can, he booked himself a taxi.
But what?
So that he could get home to fetch the Riley and carry on with his obsessive bird ticking.
That's hilarious.
Well, not to Kenton. Jim just left him standing there. According to Kenton, it was all Jim's fault, any road, for making him take an enormous detour. Kenton had calculated the fuel perfectly, you see. For the route, as planned.
Okay.
But then, Molly Button found them a red kite, if that means anything to you.
Ah, yes. Oh, so she was their secret weapon, then. Oh, Linda was speculating about that.
Oh? And who won?
Well, Linda said neither of them won.
Right.
Yeah, one of the other groups came top.
Oh.
But as far as the two of them go, well, I don't know if they cook the books, but according to Linda, between them, it was a dead heat.
Busy, isn't it?
You sound surprised.
Well, I am. Oh, I think of all the lovely places there are to have coffee in Borchester.
Well, I imagine people come here because it's cheap.
There couldn't be any other reason. Ooh, coffee is not exactly wonderful.
Hmm. No, it's not great, is it?
Oh, no, this could be him.
Oh, in the blue jacket?
Yeah, yes it is.
Recognise him? Mind you, they have quite a turnover of staff at Berry Farm.
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, Stefan, no, it's nice to see you. This is David.
Hi.
Hello, David.
Hi, have a seat.
Thanks.
Can I get you a coffee or something?
No, thank you, I'm fine. I won't be staying long.
Well, we're very intrigued by your message. It sounds as if you've got some important information.
It may be, I'm not sure.
And this concerns the flood.
Before I say anything, you must promise me you won't mention my name in any of this.
Well, that rather depends on what you've got to tell us.
I'm sorry. If you cannot make that promise, I shall leave now.
No, no, don't worry. We won't mention your name.
Can I have your word?
Yes, yes, of course.
And you too?
Yeah. All right then.
Good.
So, what is it that's so important?
Maybe it isn't. I just thought you should know. I mean, someone could have died.
Died?
In the flood. It didn't have to be that bad.
Exactly what do you mean?
I wasn't working that night. I was on the morning shift. And I took a walk just before it got dark. That's when I saw Mr. Titchener.
Rob Titchener?
I'm pretty sure it was him. I mean, it was nearly dark and raining, but I know what my own boss looks like.
What was he doing?
It looked like he was blocking up one of the drains. You know, those two big concrete drains over there.
The culverts, I know them.
And you're saying he was blocking them?
One of them, yes. He was putting black plastic down there, or trying to.
You mean deliberately?
That's what it looked like to me, and a lot of other stuff. It looked like corrugated sheets. I couldn't really see that well.
Oh, you must have been mistaken. He was probably actually unblocking
it.
No,
definitely not.
Didn't you ask him what he was doing?
No way. He didn't see me, and, well, I didn't think I should hang around.
But you must have wondered what he was doing.
It was obvious. He wanted to stop the water getting through to the drainage ditch. If it had overflowed, it could have flooded the cattle shed.
When we spoke on the phone, you said you didn't think anything of it at the time.
I know. I didn't want to get involved. I like my job here.
So what changed your mind?
I got to thinking about it. Like I said, someone could have died. That's it. I'll leave it with you.
Oh, no, please don't go yet. I've so much we need to know.
Not from me. I've said my piece.
Well, thank you for your time.
What there was of it?
Well, he gave us food for thought.
Shocking, isn't it? Can we talk it through over a decent cup of coffee, though, please?
Bet you needed that.
Thirsty work.
You were key hauling?
Yeah, I'm fine.
The contractor should have told us sooner there were one worker down.
Oh, no, it's not a problem.
Sounds like it's been your morning for good deeds.
What? Oh, passing on that work onto the ball. No, that was a favour to me.
It was very thoughtful. Kent and Jolene need all the breaks they can get.
I do think the strain might be getting to them.
Do you?
Yeah, Jolene said Kenton lost his temper about the great bird race.
Doesn't sound like Kenton.
No, they'd usually think it was a huge laugh.
Maybe he's not finding life very funny.
She's worried about him. Right, I'm glad they can do the social.
Maybe.
Yeah, plus, we can't have a social without a bar. Not when the Fairbrothers are coming.
Are they?
I think so. I nearly had Rex pinned down when he rang this morning.
He rang you?
Yeah. They just got back from Pear Tree Farm.
Well, that was quick off the mark. Does he like it?
Very much.
There are so few farms up for rent these days. I don't know how anyone gets started in farming.
Oh, exactly. So they've put in an application and made an opening offer. So, fingers crossed.
You've really taken to them, haven't you?
I must confess I have,
Ma. They do seem very nice young men.
Yeah, they do. It's just a pity I might not be round here much longer to get to know them better.
Oh, that's better. Now that's what I call a latte.
So, aside from his terrible taste in beverages, what did you make of our friend Stefan?
Well, I think he was probably telling the truth, don't you?
Well, I can't imagine he'd have made it up.
Well, it's possible he read the situation wrongly.
He seemed very sure that Rob was blocking rather than unblocking it.
Yeah, he did.
Which begs the question, did Charlie know about it?
You mean he might have been acting on Charlie's orders?
Well, it's possible.
But what an irresponsible thing to do. I mean, it might even be criminal.
The question is, where do we take it from here?
Maybe we should have a word with Rob.
Not sure. I mean, I didn't get anywhere with him last time.
And you haven't got much to confront him with now, have you? An undisclosed source, possibly malicious.
Yeah, good point. No, it's definitely Charlie I need to speak to.
Jean, hi.
Hi, Ruth.
I've got absolutely nothing for lunch. Isn't that daft?
Happens to all of us sometimes.
It'll be when we're up to here silaging too.
Ah, it's always the way, isn't it? Ah, you look stocked up now. And I need to get to the shop myself, so...
I hear Pip dropped in on you this morning. About the young farmer's social.
Yeah, it's kind of her.
She said you were pleased.
It was nice to have a genuine offer of help.
Oh, we'd all like to help, Jolene. If you'd let us.
Some help is easier to accept. Well, let's not argue about it.
I know Kenton thinks David let him down.
Because he did.
In the end, he felt not selling Brookfield was the only thing he could do. Believe me, I know how Kenton must be feeling, but...
You might have forgiven him, Ruth. But I don't think Kenton can.
But if David tries to put it right...
Well, he can't. Don't you understand that? It's not just about the money anymore.
But you make it sound so hopeless.
No. No. Kenton and I will manage. We're a strong team.
I know you are. But after what you've been through...
We'll manage. And what we've been through, well, I won't say it's all David's fault.
Well, then if you could help Kenton see that, just a little bit, maybe?
No. David betrayed Kenton. And I can't see Kenton ever forgiving him. Sorry, Ruth. You really do have to go.
Jolene, wait, please! That can't be the end of it.
Kira, play nicely. Are you sure you want to take her on in this mood, Ellen?
Oh, don't be silly. It's nice for Henry to have someone to play with.
I couldn't believe they shut the nursery. It's really thrown her.
Well, with so many staff off sick with this bug, there wasn't much else they could do.
No, don't get me wrong. Glad they closed. Certainly don't want Kira catching it just in time for the wedding.
Yeah, or anyone else who's coming, starting with you and Ed.
Oh, it'll only be for a couple of hours.
No, take as long as you like. I'm in the same boat. I've got Henry for the day.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's often easier with two.
Yeah, of course it is. I'll give them some lunch, take them out for a bit.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was going to do it with Henry anyway. Might even manage to feed the ducks.
Oh, well, that'd be lovely.
Are you excited then? Won't be long before you're walking up the aisle.
No. Can't believe it's come so quickly.
But everything's in place. No last minute hitches?
Yeah, fingers crossed. Though there is just one thing I'd like to sort out, if I can.
Thank you for finding time to see me, Charlie.
That's my pleasure. Please, take a seat.
Thanks.
So you've come about the flood, haven't you?
In my capacity as flood warden, yes.
Well, you can expect complete cooperation from me and everyone else working for Damara. Well,
that's good to hear.
I mean it. When you consider the damage it caused.
Yes. Though not to your dairy.
Yes, we were lucky. But things might not work out so well for us if it happens again.
Maybe not.
And if there's any way I can help to prevent that, I'm at your disposal.
Well, I appreciate that. Perhaps I could give you an overview of what we've done so far.
Please do.
Okay, so basically, we've been trying to collect as much information as we can about the flood so that we can form an accurate picture of what actually went on that night.
Sounds like a plan.
It's not just data and statistics, people's experiences, eyewitness accounts.
Oh, so you've come to collect mine. Well, it's dramatic.
Well, I'd very much like to hear it. But that's not what I wanted to talk to you about first.
Fire away, then.
Okay. While Jennifer and I were gathering this material, we met someone who told us that a culvert near Barrow Farm Dairy was deliberately blocked.
What? That seems very unlikely. I mean, who told you that?
I'm afraid that has to remain confidential.
You're going to have to give me a bit more than that, David.
The person we were talking to saw someone getting black plastic, corrugated sheeting, whatever they could find, to block the drain.
So why didn't your mysterious informant stop them?
The significance of what they were seeing didn't sink in till afterwards.
Didn't it?
No. Not until they realised how badly flooded the village was.
OK, where are we talking about?
Right. This is the dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And these two culverts run fairly close to each other here. And it's that one that we're talking about.
Right. Well, I can vouch for it being blocked. It's the one that nearly killed me.
What?
Adam got me out of that drain. I can tell you that the other one was running freely.
Well, the accusation is that it was blocked to protect Barrow Farm.
Well, that is one hell of an accusation. Especially when you can't back it with a named source.
It contributed to flooding the village. Plus, well, I can see now that he might not want to get involved, not if he's found out that it was the one that you were trapped in.
Oh, it gets more serious by the minute. Now, you're saying that the culvert was blocked by an employee of this dairy?
Yes.
And another employee saw them?
I didn't say it was another employee.
Yes, but if that's true and the perpetrator is the boss and your source is scared of
him... I didn't say that.
Well, how do you know your informant just doesn't have a grudge against his boss and feels like starting a malicious rumour?
I have supporting evidence from another source.
Well, someone else saw him. Well, I wish I'd known there were so many people hanging round there. I could have done with a hand.
No, they... They saw the pile of stuff that came out of it by the road. Thought it looked suspicious. A lot of plastic to have washed in there just with the water.
I see.
So I have quite independent statements.
Well, this is a lot to take in.
Backed up by your own observations. You know how blocked that culvert was.
Yes, of course I do. I was trying to clear it. I could see it was all going straight down to the village. Or are you accusing me too?
No, of course not.
Well, that's something. But if that culvert was deliberately blocked, I certainly knew nothing about it.
I can see that you didn't.
Well, thank you for the vote of confidence. Still, I suppose until we get to the bottom of this, we're all under suspicion.
Not everyone.
I still can't believe anyone would do this and potentially put the village at risk.
But save the dairy.
Well, there aren't that many bosses on the farms.
No.
So we're talking Raff, Becky, Rob.
I can't comment.
No. I didn't think you'd be able to.
I will.
Oh, hello, Emma. Out for a walk?
No, I hoped I'd catch you while you were having your sandwiches. I didn't want to bother you at work.
Yeah, but you still came.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I wanted to talk to you.
Let me see if I can guess what it's about. Oh, I know. Ed sent you.
No, this has nothing to do with Ed.
Oh, Joe then?
No, not Joe either. This is just about you and me.
Me and you were over a long time ago.
I know. I'm not trying to rake over the past.
Aren't you? Then you're not here to ask me to be Ed's best man.
I am. But that's not about the past. It's about the present and the future.
Is it? That's not how it turned out when he asked me himself.
I know. And I'm sorry about that. For both of you.
Thanks.
But this is one day, Will.
Yeah, so everyone keeps telling me.
Just one day. And it would mean so much to the rest of the family. We all wish so much that you and Ed could be friends. But if that's not going to happen...
Oh, I don't think it's very likely.
Well, perhaps at least you could be friendly. Take one day off from what's gone on between you. Enjoy yourselves with your family.
Well, do you think it would be that easy?
No, I don't. But I do think, whatever you've told Ed and Joe, you could do it.
I wish I was that sure.
You could. Not for yourself, but not to spoil George's day. Or your mum's, or your dad's, or your granddad's.
Mum, what about you and Ed?
You just have to put up with us being pleased.
Are you teasing me, Em?
Just a little bit. It's all got so serious.
And you think it isn't?
I think it will be a lovely day, whatever you decide to do.
Well, that's a weight off my mind.
But if you feel we're all asking too much, everyone will respect your feelings.
They will?
Yeah, of course. But...
I thought there might be a but.
But it will make the day so much more special if you could be Ed's best man. That would be... the icing on the wedding cake.
Thanks for being so prompt.
Well, he said he wanted to see me as soon as I got back from lunch, so I presumed it was urgent.
Yes, it's something I'd like cleared up as soon as possible.
Right, well, if I can help.
I had a visit from David Archer this morning. in his capacity as Flood Warden.
He's not still banging on about that, is he? Give some people a little bit of authority.
And the flood was serious, Rob. I should know.
Yeah, of course. But I know too.
Yes, I hadn't forgotten you were injured yourself.
I just don't quite see what all David's endless note-taking is going to achieve. It happened. There's not much we can do about it now.
No, his notes are more interesting than you might think.
I'll take your word for it.
I'd like you to do more than that. They include a statement from someone who says they saw someone from Barrow Farm deliberately blocking a culvert to divert water away from the farm. As it happens, the drain I got stuck in.
What?
I think that's a pretty significant finding.
You can't possibly believe it's true. Who said that?
He wasn't at liberty to tell me.
I bet he wasn't. Look, Charlie, all sorts of wild rumours were circulating after the flood.
Were they?
Yes. Conspiracy theories up to here.
Well, they passed me by.
Some of the locals will do anything to blacken the reputation of this enterprise.
Well, I can live with that. It's when members of staff start blackening it, I begin to worry.
How did David's mysterious source know it was someone from Barrow Farm?
I get the impression they recognised a fellow co-worker. Someone senior.
And I suppose I'm top of the list of suspects?
I didn't say that.
It stands to reason. Someone I've crossed swords with in the past, getting their own back.
Do you have so many enemies, Rob?
Well, I shall have one now if I ever find out who's been spreading lies about me.
Well, I shall be interviewing the staff myself. I think it would be better if you just kept out of it.
There's no need for that, surely, over one unsubstantiated rumour.
It's more than one. That's why David thought it was worth bringing to my attention.
He enjoys making a drama out of a crisis. Is this really worth you wasting your time on?
I don't regard it as a waste of time. I nearly died in that culvert, Rob.
Hey, come on, Kira. We've really got to go now. Hey, thanks again, Helen.
No problem. We had a lovely time. Did you get whatever it was sorted for the wedding?
Yeah, I think so. Hope so, anyway.
Good. Oh, don't worry. It's going to be a lovely day.
Yeah, I know it is.
Well, afternoon, Emma.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, darling. Didn't realise you'd be back early.
Well, it hasn't been the best of days. I thought I'd give up the unequal struggle.
Oh, poor you.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your tea party.
No, not a party. We had a nursery emergency.
And I'm just going.
Oh, not on my account, I hope.
Oh, no, I need to get back for George. Say goodbye to Henry, Kira.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow night then.
Yeah, I suppose you will.
Tomorrow night?
Emma's hen night.
Oh, yeah, of course. Hope it goes well.
Oh, it's just a Korean Borchester, very low-key.
Yeah, sounds positively Jane Austen.
Take no notice of him. We'll have fun, won't we?
We will. See you tomorrow then.
Yeah, bye. Are you okay, Rob?
I'm sorry. Afraid I was rather looking forward to having you all to myself.
What's happened?
It's pathetic. I shouldn't have let such a stupid, malignant rumour get to me like this.
What rumour?
Person or persons unnamed told your cousin David that someone from Barrow Farm deliberately blocked the culvert Charlie got stuck in on the night of the flood.
What?
David told Charlie, Charlie told me.
But why? Surely he doesn't think you had anything to do with it.
He didn't say so, but I think that was what was being implied.
That's ridiculous.
I'm glad you think so.
Well, who's saying these things?
They prefer to remain anonymous.
Why would they say something like that? I don't understand.
Well, for a start, animal extremists are always looking for chances to smear big dairies.
Even if it means lying?
Yeah, it might be more personal. A member of staff I've got on the wrong side of.
Well, I hope Charlie's going to investigate it properly. I mean, he can't let you be slandered like this. Or anyone else come to that.
It's such a stupid accusation. You seem to think that one drain out of action wrecked the entire village.
Well, it's crazy. Just doing it would be really dangerous. What kind of person would take such a stupid risk?
There. That ribbon won't come off in a hurry. Oh,
thanks, ma'am. Oh, I love all the details you've put in. You and Clary have done a wonderful job.
Well, what's the advantage of home dressmaking? Oh, I hope you don't feel it was second best.
Of course not. You know it was what I wanted. Every stitch done with love.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say.
It was a lovely thing for you and Clary to do.
I am so lucky.
Well, you look gorgeous in it, though I do say so myself.
Sure, you're entitled to. You made me and the dress.
No. And I'm very proud of you both. Oh, I've never seen a more beautiful bride.
That's what you said last time.
I was wrong. I didn't know then how beautiful you could look when you were truly happy.
Oh, Mum, don't. You'll make me cry.
Oh, don't be silly. No need for tears. Come on, give us a hug.
Oh, I love you, Mum.
I love you too. Ah, that's enough of that. Let me help you get it off without creasing it.
Yeah, yeah, you mustn't keep Clary waiting.
All the children. They're so excited about going to pick the flowers.
Oh, they just want to be part of it all. Oh. Bless them. Hey, can you just get this button?
Yep. There you are, love.
Oh, thanks.
Then I'll be able to make a start on your garland. And we can fill the jam jars for the tables.
That's better.
Well, give it to me then. I'll put it back on its hanger. Who's there?
It's only me. Can I come in?
Fallon, yeah, of course.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I know you're not.
Oh, Clary thought it would be all right.
Yeah, yeah, the dress has had all its finishing touches.
Oh, good, because I've got another one to show you. Mm-hmm. There. What do you think?
Oh, Fallon is beautiful.
Oh, is that for Clary?
Yeah, it's her present from Caroline. Oh. Do you think she'll like it?
Oh, I think she'll love it.
They're absolutely her colour.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well,
when are you going to give it to her?
Oh, maybe before we set out for the curry. What do you think, Fallon?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, we're never going to get there unless Clary and I get these flowers picked.
Yeah, I'm surprised the kids haven't been up already. Yeah.
Well, I'll see you later then.
See you, Susan.
And thanks, Mum.
For what? Don't be silly.
This is all going so well.
Oh, I'm glad you think so. There is one thing, though.
You found this beautiful dress for Clary and... Well, everything seems to be coming right now.
Not quite everything. Emma, I've got a terrible confession to make.
Oh, come on, Fallon. Can't be that terrible, not unless you're eloping with Ed.
No, it's not as bad as that. But I completely forgot about the bunting.
The bunting?
Yeah, that got stolen. I was going to replace it, but it totally slipped my mind.
Oh, don't worry about that. I thought you'd lost the tea urns or something really important.
Yeah, but I was going to decorate Bridge Farm with it. It was part of my design.
It really doesn't matter. It's my fault anyway. I was going to remind you and then I forgot.
Well, you shouldn't have had to remind me. I'm in charge of the wedding tea.
And you've done an amazing job. And it's going to be wonderful. What's a little bunting between friends?
Wish I could get my hands on whoever took it. It took us ages to make that.
Hang on. I've just had a bit of a brainwave.
Have you?
What would you think of turning my hen night into a sewing bee?
Hiya.
Hi, Nick.
Good day.
Yeah, not bad. Something smells good.
Oh, it's the mince for a spag bol.
Great.
You're in for your tea, then?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I be?
Well, I didn't know what the arrangements were.
Arrangements?
Well, if you're going for something to eat after you'd had your drinks.
What drinks?
At the ball? Ed Stag Night?
Well, I'm not going to Ed Stag Night.
But you're his best man. You've agreed at last.
Yes. And I'll be there at the church and the tea afterwards in my best suit, smiling.
Oh, well.
And I won't lose the ring. I'll be the perfect best man.
Except you're not going to the groom's stag night.
And that shows you how perfect I am. I don't suppose Ed wants me there any more than I want to go.
You don't know that.
I can make a good guess. He'll have a much better time without me.
I will if that's your attitude.
It's not an attitude. I'm stating a fact. Anyway... I'm going to be busy this evening.
Doing what?
Working on my best man speech.
Haven't you done that yet?
No. And it's going to take me all night to think what I can possibly say.
Jodie and Sarah are doing sterling work over there.
Jodie was always top of the class at needlework at school. Might not be quite what she was expecting when you invited her to your hen night.
Oh, she's quite happy. She's still getting a curry.
Yeah. This was a really good idea of yours, Emma.
Yeah. Hey, who needs a strippogram when there's bunting that needs making?
Who told you about the strippogram?
Right, my kitchen working party.
Clary's doing well too.
Yeah, the sewing machine in there is really humming.
Oh, this was such a good idea of yours, Emma.
Yes. You know, I should try to forget vital pieces of decoration more often.
So, what can I do?
top us all up for a start.
Oh, and pour yourself a glass, of course.
Right you are. Then we're basically pinning the bunting on these ribbons.
And I'm sewing it together.
Yeah. Oh, you could help me cut some more out too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this takes me back. Sewing circles were quite the thing when I was young.
Oh, come on, Mum, you're not that old.
Working parties at the church. Mm.
Yeah, Mum remembers those.
Nope. I can't see Pat in a sewing circle.
I didn't say she ever went.
Right, now, this is where the fun starts. We have to start laying bets on who's going to be next down the aisle.
Oh. Do we?
Yeah, it's an old family tradition, isn't it, Mum?
First I've heard of it.
All right, it's a tradition I'm starting. My money's on Helen.
Ah! I'd be quite happy if it was me.
Do you think it might be?
Well, when Rob's divorce comes through, and I think that's going to be sooner rather than later now.
Oh. Is that what Rob says?
Well, I don't like to bother him with it at the moment. He's so stressed out at work.
Yeah, did seem a bit tense yesterday.
But I know he's as keen as I am.
Yeah. Oh, you do seem happy with him.
He makes me feel secure. That's a first for me.
And is that how you feel about Harrison, Fallon?
Go that far.
How far then?
Here, you don't want to let a handsome man like him go to waste.
Oh, give me a chance. I've only known him 5 minutes.
Well, I hadn't known Rob very long when he proposed to me.
No. Neil and I had only been going out a few months when we got engaged. Look how long we've lasted.
Oh. Fallon won't marry Harrison until he's solved the mystery of the great Bunting robbery.
Yeah. Oh, I'm saying nothing.
Ooh, the doorbell.
Oh, I hope it's the curry. I'm starving.
I'll go.
Oh, let me know how much it is, Mum.
And don't forget, we ordered 3 Papa Dums.
Oh,
your mum's really enjoying herself, isn't she? Yeah, trying to get me married off.
Oh, it's only natural. She's happily married herself and she knows Emma will be.
I shall.
She just wants the same for everyone. I think it's sweet.
Yes, it is.
There is one reason for Mum and Dad's short engagement that she didn't mention.
Mm. Was that?
Yeah. She was pregnant with me.
You are joking. You're Mum and Dad.
Susan and Nicole.
You know what they say, it's always the quiet ones.
Oh, something's obviously tickled your funny bones.
Yeah, we're just being silly. Yeah, just got the giggles.
Anyone, I think you've been drinking.
Oh, we need some food to soak it up. Is that curry coming?
No, that wasn't curry in a hurry.
Oh no, I was looking forward to my peshwari naan.
It was the strippogram.
The strippogram?
He's just getting changed in the downstairs loo. You better get Clary and Kaylee out of the kitchen. They won't want to miss this.
I don't understand. I thought you were joking, Fallon.
I was. I didn't order a strippogram.
Well, it certainly wasn't me.
Well, then who?
Honestly, your faces.
Mum, you never...
Of course I didn't.
I can't believe
you fell for it. Of course it was the curry man. He's just fetching it from the van.
Kids go off all right?
Yeah, they're fine. You finished your speech then?
I didn't have much to say.
Is this what you're going to be like tomorrow?
I've told you. I'll smile.
Because if it is, I'm going to call Eddie now and ask him to take over again.
I thought you wanted me to do it.
Oh, I do. But there's no point if you're going to be so grudging.
I can do it, but I don't have to like it.
Now you sound like one of the kids.
Can't I be honest with you at least?
You're not being honest. You're being a martyr.
I'm not.
Oh, making out to your Mum and Dad and Joe and Emma, you're making such a big sacrifice.
Well, I never said that.
And all the time you've got your fingers crossed behind your back.
I'm doing it. Isn't that enough?
If you can't do it wholeheartedly, you might as well not bother.
What do you want, Nick?
Oh, we don't want anything. Your family love you. That's why they want you to be part of this day.
Maybe.
It's not a test. They deserve better.
The family do. Ed, I'm not so sure about.
He's part of the family. He's always going to be. Can't you see, Will?
You leave that, love. I'll clear the rest of this up.
That doesn't seem very fair.
Don't be silly. You need your beauty sleep. There isn't that much to do anyway.
No, I suppose not. Helen and Fallon did load the dishwasher before they went.
Clary had a quick wipe round.
Yeah, perfect guess, really. It was nice to see you letting your hair down.
I was young once, you know.
Very young when you had me.
Oh, what were your dad and I thinking? We weren't much more than babies ourselves.
The babes in the woods.
Felt like that sometimes. Oh, don't know how we managed.
But you did. Very well.
Oh, don't know about that.
Oh, I do. I couldn't have asked for better parents.
Well, we did our best. We tried.
And you were tested.
Oh, that's certainly true. In every way anyone could think of.
Especially by me. What I put you through over the years.
You had your moments. But it's all come right in the end, hasn't it?
I think so. I hope you think so too.
Yes, I do.
Truly, you had your doubts about Ed once.
I did.
And now?
I've seen how happy he makes you.
He does.
And I've seen what a good daddy is to George and Kira.
Yeah, he is.
You're a great little family. I'm going to be so proud of you all tomorrow.
Oh, Mum. You don't know what it means to me to hear you say that. After everything.
Don't worry, love. This time I know you're doing the right thing.
You've certainly got the weather for it.
Yeah, we've been lucky.
Lovely month, May.
Well, Emma wanted a spring wedding.
Yeah, I know. Oh, have you heard from her this morning?
Yeah, a couple of texts.
Well, that's reassuring. She hasn't stood you up then?
No, not yet.
I was joking. You've got no need to be nervous.
It's a big day.
You'll be all right. You couldn't be as nervous as I was when I married Emma.
No, I suppose not.
But then I had good cause to be.
Maybe. It didn't seem like it at the time.
Oh, I did. And you don't.
No?
No. I'm glad you two are tying the knot.
Really?
Yes. I can see you make him happy.
Yeah, but, well, I try.
And I never could.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I do. It was never right between us. I know that now.
You do?
Yes. Because it's so right with me and Nick.
I'm happy for you.
Thanks. It's very generous. Well, I'm not saying I regret marrying Emma.
I don't suppose you do.
Well, I never could because of George.
That's true. I couldn't either.
But it's time for me to let all that go.
Is it?
For both of us to let it go.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Should we do it together then? Seems like a good day for it.
Yeah, I'd like that, Will. I really would.
Well, that's settled then. Shake hands?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, well, it's a good thing we got that out of the way. Look, there's Grandad and Bartleby.
Oh, what? Already?
Trust Grandad to be early the one time you don't want him to.
It's typical, isn't it?
Well, you better get on into the church then.
Yeah, I suppose I have.
Well, you must. It's bad luck for the groom to see the bride before they meet at the altar. Trust me, I know.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I should hope so. I am your best man.
You're not coming in with me then?
In a minute. I'll just greet the bridal party. Make sure everything's okay.
Here comes the bride!
Yay! Oh, Emma, you look great.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
And George and Kira, very smart.
Thank you.
you want to get down, love? We're a bit early.
Yeah, well, I didn't want us to be late.
Oh, that's fine, Joe. Neither did I.
We could go once round the green.
Oh, well, Bartleby's up for it.
Oh, yeah, that might be nice. The kids would enjoy it.
Yeah, give all these fans of yours a chance to get a good look at you, eh?
Oh, Dad, don't be Dad.
Oh, you're worth seeing, love.
Afternoon, all. Don't you look a picture.
Afternoon, lad. You don't scrub up so bad yourself.
Oh, well. Where's Ed?
Oh, don't worry. He's safe in the church.
I'm pleased to hear it.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Well, shouldn't you be with him?
Well, I'll go in a minute. But seeing you early, I wondered if you'd like to take a walk around the churchyard with me, Em.
I don't think that's a very good idea.
Well, just a quick one. For old time's sake.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Can you help me down, Dad?
Are you sure about this?
I'm quite sure.
Yeah, go on, love. I'll keep Bartleby steady.
Yeah, give me a hand.
Oh, thanks. And maybe you'd better take George and Kira for that turn round the green.
I'd rather we stayed here.
Oh, come on, Neil Carter. You seem to waste Bartleby and all his finery.
Well, we'll be back.
Yeah, of course. I'm not going to miss having you take me down the aisle. I'll see you soon.
All right, well, 5 minutes.
What's happening? Ed's already in the church if you're looking for him.
Oh, no. We're a bit early. Young Emma just fancies stretching her legs.
With Will?
Well, he couldn't leave the bride on her own on her wedding day, now could he?
Look, perhaps you could just let Ed know that there's nothing to worry about.
Right you are.
Yeah, we're just going for a turn round the green. Now, hang on, George and Kira.
I hope there is nothing to worry about.
Of course there isn't.
Really? After what happened last time?
You look amazing, Em.
Thank you.
So happy.
Oh, well. I'm sorry I put you through all that.
We put each other through it, didn't we?
I suppose we did.
Anyway, I'm not sorry it happened. Brought us to where we are now.
A long way round.
Well, does that matter? It's a good place, isn't it?
I think so. I'm glad you can see it like that.
I don't know why it's taken me so long.
I hurt you.
Yeah, Nick healed me. No, I've got no excuse.
I'm glad you're happy. It's what I always wanted.
I know. I'm sorry. I've been so pig-headed about this.
It doesn't matter. If you can let it go now.
I think I can. I want to. I want us to be friends.
Oh, we always were. But what about you and Ed? Can you be friends? I know that's what he'd like deep down.
Really?
Yeah. And I think you would too.
Yes. That's what Nick told me. We're getting there, Em. We're getting there.
That's all I wanted to hear. That's the best start to my wedding day I could have wished for.
Emma, I give you this ring as a sign of our marriage. With my body, I honour you. All that I have, I share with you. Within the love of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Ed, I give you this ring as a sign of our marriage. With my body, I honour you. All that I have, I share with you within the love of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Oh, look at this. Look at all these people.
I know, isn't it amazing?
Oh, we've done it. We've done it. We're married.
Yeah, to me. I hope that's all right with you.
It couldn't be more all right.
So, all in all, I couldn't have wished for a better daughter.
And today, seeing her sitting there with her lovely children, looking so beautiful. Well, if there's a prouder man in Britain, I'd like to meet him.
Oh, Dad. I don't know what to say.
No.
So to this day, Dad doesn't know how his ferret ended up there.
I don't want to.
And Ed and I aren't about to tell him anytime soon.
No, we're not.
But that's enough of our past adventures.
More than enough.
Well, it's not a time to look back. It's a day to look forward to Ed and Emma's married life together. I only hope they'll be as happy as Nick and I are.
Don't make me blush.
Well, I want my brother to be the lucky man I am. The lucky man I know he can be. So I want to break with tradition here. Why should the bride get all the attention?
So's me.
Well, I'd like you to join me in a toast to the groom. My brother, Ed Grundy.
To Ed!
William, have you got a minute? Oh,
of course, Mum. What's the matter? What, have you been crying?
It was your speech. It was beautiful.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, thank you for being Edward's best man.
Well, no need to thank me after what I put you through. I shouldn't have made such a song and dance about it.
It was a big deal for you. It can't have been easy.
Well, it's done. And if you're happy...
Oh, I am. This day has been everything I've dreamt of.
Will, I'm glad I found you.
I'm just trying to round up the kids. Oh, is there some best man duty I'm neglecting?
No, not at all. I just wanted to say thank you for your speech.
Oh, that's all right. All part of the service.
No, that meant a lot to me.
It meant a lot to all of us.
Ed? Oh, have you got a minute? Sorry, am I interrupting?
No. I need to find your dad. Joe's looking for him.
I'll give you a hand, Mama. See you later, Ed.
Yeah, I'll see you.
I just wanted to wish you all the happiness in the world. It's so wonderful to see two people who are really... well, meant for each other. You both look so happy.
Yeah, we are. It's been quite a day.
And it's not over yet. I wanted you to have this.
Look, I hope this isn't a wedding present. You've already given us the hog roast.
It is, but it's not just from me. This is from all of us at Bridge Farm, and from Helen and Rob, and Gran too.
Well, shall I open it with Emma then?
You might want to look at it first.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
We hope you like it. We all chipped in.
It's wonderful.
We all contributed. Helen and Mum chose the hotel, and Dad says you can't go wrong with Devon. Oh, and Johnny's working out a super fast route for you.
It's a honeymoon. We can have a honeymoon.
That was the general idea.
This is too generous. Yeah, after all you've done for us already, letting us have this bar.
Nothing compared to what you did for us. You saved Dad's life.
I don't know about that.
Well, I do. You hadn't been so quick-witted, so brave.
I don't know what to say.
I can't believe it. A honeymoon. Our own honeymoon.
Yeah, and Will and Nick have said they'll have George, and your mum and dad will take Kira.
So it'll be just us?
Yeah, a whole 3 days. Just us.
And then the rest of our lives to be happy together.
Thank you.
And Radio 4's epic daily World War I drama Homefront will be starting again on the 25th of May. If you'd like to catch up ahead of the new season of Homefront, you can download all our previous episodes on the Radio 4 website.